USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Nashville, Tennessee, where he is attending a fundraiser for GOP Senate candidate Marsha Blackburn. Earlier today on Fox News, Blackburn explained how she is able to connect to women voters.
Women are focused primarily on a couple of things. Number one is the economic security issue, and they know that their lives are getting better every single day.
Hit TV show Roseanne was canceled after Roseanne Barr sent out a tweet where she said, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VR. Now, the VR is referring to former President Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett. Barr did apologize for the tweet. Kevin Kate is founder of KateCom, which is a communications firm. He says this is such a shame because the show was hitting so many different topics.
I know they addressed some issues that people wanted to talk about, including opioids and other kind of sensitive issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
If you're a college student and you're graduating with a lot of student loan debt, you're not alone. But what can you do to get that under control and get it taken care of as soon as possible? Well, Chris Hogan, he's a financial expert. He explains the quickest way to get out of debt.
Let's stop borrowing. Like, change your mentality. You can't borrow your way out of debt, so stop that. Number two, I want you to start to budget. Begin to tell your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. That means if you're married, sit down with your spouse, talk about it, and let's set some parameters on what you're going to spend. The third option is take an extra job. As you get this extra job, I want you to send every dollar amount toward that debt. It doesn't go to increase lifestyle. Send it directly there. And then the final step is to really downsize your lifestyle.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Now, President Trump did meet with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar earlier today. Currently, the president is en route to Nashville, Tennessee, where he will be holding a fundraiser for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe joined Fox News to talk about his new show, Somebody's Gotta Do It. Now, Rowe talked about how he gives back to the community by offering scholarships to young people, but some of the younger people can get ticked off at the requirements for the scholarships.
There's some things my scholarship requires you to do that other scholarships don't. You have to write essays and make videos and sign a sweat pledge. And when people are often confronted with these hoops, they take what you call umbrage. I find it fascinating. I think that probably does have something to do with the expectations that have evolved out of the safe space movement. Safety always would be a delightful bromide, a wise platitude. Safety first is the stuff of idiocy. It allows us to begin to believe that somebody other than us might care more about our well-being than we do. And the minute we buy into that nonsense,
yes,
then we embrace the warm grip of complacency.
As gas prices continue to rise, the folks in the Midwest have been hit the hardest. Over the past month, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Michigan shot up nearly 32 cents a gallon, which is more than any other state. That's according to Gas Buddy. Esposito Securities CEO Mark Esposito believes this is only the beginning.
I think, you know, in Dallas, we're already seeing much higher than $3 a gallon. I think oil's come from 40 up to 70, so I think you could see $3.50 or $4 over the next year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.